Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
When Dad came back, came home after work that night, I will never forget that. But he, because he, when he realized how much money my mother had spent on those two bikes, especially on mine, I mean, he said, "Mom, are you out of your mind or what? This is a lot of money." My father was my hero. Letting my dad down was really a big thing for me.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined by Angel Rebo, the CEO confidant. He helps sales VPs bring the best out in their teams, but he also learned a valuable lesson about money as a kid when, after getting good grades, he was allowed to buy a bicycle. Unfortunately, he wound up getting the most expensive bicycle in the shop. That's coming up after the break. Real quick request before we get into today's show. If you could go and leave us a kindly, or I guess hurtful, review wherever you listen to your podcast, that would be amazing. And if your podcatcher doesn't allow you to do that, you can click the first link in the show notes. It'll take you right to Podchaser, which is like an IMDb for podcasts. You can drop us a review there. Let us know what you think. We'd love to hear about it. It helps people find us, and it makes us feel warm and fuzzy. Enjoy the show. Angel Rebo, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
Oh my God, I'm so ready, Alex. Thank you very much for having me.
Fantastic. Okay, so we're going to talk about you buying the most expensive bike in the shop and what effect that's had on you. So fill us in, tell us the story here. What happened? What were the consequences of you buying this most expensive bike?
Picture this, right? I mean, I was a kid, 2 years older than my sibling, and we were both like A plus students. Okay, A plus students. My father was the CEO of a group of companies, the food industry, and that's back in Spain. And that summer, you know, we our father would typically never like buy us something specific for our good marks. Grades, but he said that summer, he said, "Okay, so mom, please go with them and get yourselves a pair of bicycles," right? So there we go. We go to that store, and obviously the manager of the store, I mean, he did an awesome job showing us those amazing two bikes. Mine was yellow and my brother's was red. Beautiful, beautiful. I mean, I still remember them as if they were in front of me right now. So, and they were, you know, they had, you know, these, you know, gears that you could change and everything. I mean, that was unheard of. I'm talking about, you know, literally 40 years ago. So it was a long time ago. And, you know, I mean, they were so nice, so beautiful, so different. And I said, "Hey, mom, this is the bike I want." And obviously my brother said, "Yeah, absolutely. And I want the red one because it goes along with my brother's." You know, and it was, I mean, I still remember how much they were. I mean, they were really, really, really expensive bikes, but, you know, we just bought them and we went back home super excited. And, you know, we left mom behind. And I mean, it was all amazing. When Dad came home after work that night, I will never forget that. But when he realized how much money my mother had spent on those two bikes, especially on mine, I mean, because obviously mine was much more expensive because it was much larger. He said, "Mom, are you out of your mind or what? This is a lot of money. This is a lot of money." I mean, he was kind and gentle enough not to say, "You're going to return the bike or the bikes tomorrow." But I will never forget how guilty and how remorseful I felt for buying this couple of bicycles, or at least my bicycle. Really, I mean, for the rest of my life, when I became more conscious of myself, and that was probably like 20 or 30 years later, right? And someone asked me, "Was there anything when you were a child that maybe made you see money on a specific way that has made you go in ups and downs all your life? And it's funny, but I immediately went back to that bicycle. because it felt so bad. You know, when my father was my hero, you know, I wasn't the oldest sibling, but I was the first boy, and I was going with my father all the time. Over the weekends he would go to the different plants and he would, you know, visit the plant and see that everything was going well and everything. And I was always going with him, and I would go all those trips. I would go with him and everything. So he was my hero. So letting my dad down was really a big thing for me. But more importantly is the value of money, right? So I have to say that the lesson that I've learned is, obviously, I think that I always had the idea of money wrong. That's the first thing. I think that really money is just energy. Money is energy. And I think that money comes to you as far as you are able to really put your energy out there and really help the people in the masses, like massively helping people. And that's the most close relationship or correlation I can find with the money that you eventually get, the amount of people you help and the amount of value that you put out there for this insane amount of people that you help. But it also helped me with something else. It's not only about the idea of money and how I'm spending money today, but it's also setting the right expectations. You know, I don't know by the word what my father told my mom as of the instructions that she got about buying the bikes, because my mom, she was a teacher, but she stopped working as a teacher. She's still a teacher. I mean, she's both alive in Spain. I don't know the specific instructions, but, you know, she wasn't doubtful when she was paying the money to this gentleman. You know, she was just paying the money. She was giving the money away, right? But obviously, when my father got mad at everybody, at my brother, and my mom and myself. And I think that setting the right expectations is definitely something that also has taught me a lot of things in my life. I think that we tend to have something that I call a secret contract with everybody, which is that you, as a podcast host, you, Alex, you have certain expectations from me, right? That you have not been able to put all those fences around the forest today before talking to me, right? And at the same time, I have certain expectations from my host, right? From you today. So I think that throughout our lives, we have so many relationships with so many people, but we always have those expectations from these people that we really never, ever, you know, put on the surface. We never really talk about those expectations. This is something that I learned from someone. It's called the secret contract, which is things that you secretly expect from me and I secretly expect from you, right? And I think that this is extremely important today, that you set the right expectations with everybody. And the more clear the expectations are, I think that the better. And then there's a third lesson, the better for that relationship. And then there's a third lesson that I think that until I was kidding before about when I reached my certain level of awareness in my life. Let me tell you something. So my latest level of awareness, which has been achieved recently, is that actually the best thing I could do is to be fully accepting all the time. All the time. So that, you know, expectations wouldn't even be necessary. But the reality is that we are so hard on ourselves that we tend not to be accepting almost anything around us. We are always judging everything. We're always, we are in judging mode, no matter what, and no matter who we are with. And that's the third lesson. So, you know, sometimes when I'm being asked if you could immediately, like, you know, gain something, like it would be completely, you know, embedded into your brain and your neuronal connections, that would be acceptance. Like not being judgmental or not being egotistic or not putting my ego before anything or anyone for the rest of my life. So as you can tell, Alex, that was a pretty intense broken bulb that has had many different effects and impacts and consequences throughout my life.
Yeah, I love that. The idea of setting clear expectations for other people, but accepting when things don't maybe go the way that you want because of the secret contract you bring up. And then also being aware of where you're putting your money as well as your energy. I really like that parallel that you drew, saying that, you know, money is energy. Of course, at the end of every episode, I like to ask what it is that you're doing now, going along with that metaphor of money being energy. Where are you putting your energy? Where are you putting your efforts? Feel free to brag a little bit and let us know where we can find you.
Yes, thank you very much. I think that at the end of the day, energy and money is energy. And I think that, you know, we all deserve, you know, the most expensive things in the world in terms of, you know, materialistic, you know, of the materialistic theory, let's put it this way, right? And I think that at the end of the day, you know, we all deserve to, you know, to really make a nice impact and a nice income, okay? And I think that both impact and income are all together. And I learned that the hard way. I think that the more unconventional the knowledge that you share and the largest amount of people that you're able to impact, the larger the ticket that you can actually charge for the services that you are providing if you are an entrepreneur. And that obviously also relates to what you're doing in the corporate world if you are a corporate, you know, executive right now listening to us. And so the people that would like to know more about, you know, who Angel is and what I do, feel free to go to LinkedIn, the professional network. I'm very, very active there. Angel Ribo, my last name is spelled like R-I-B as in boy, O. And if you want to reach out directly to me, feel free to do it. I answer all the emails, angelribo.com. And thank you very much, Alex, for having me today. And obviously, thank you, everybody who's listening to our show.
Thank you very much. This was an awesome conversation. I can't wait for more. Thanks, Angel.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening. Our three lessons from today were: money is energy, we have expectations, and we need to be accepting when things don't go well. I think those are some of the best and most important lessons we can learn. Special thank you to Angel for joining me and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. Be sure to check out his work. I've linked it all in the show notes. You can also leave us a review using the first link in the show notes. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.